Hey peeps, buckle up for a new episode of Elevate Your Life Experiences, the one and only podcast made to teach you about personal development, self-mastery, prayer work, spiritual studies, shadow work, with a little spark of magic. Whether you're a beginner, novice, or a guru, you're sure to pick up tidbits of actual advice when you listen to Elevate Your Life Experiences. Guys, getting ready to do a reading for you. I had a vision today and it was cool. It looks like there's an individual, a man or a woman, just going to say individual, that seems to want to play games. Okay, I saw someone get on a tennis court, and hypothetically, this person was practicing building up their spiritual muscle on this tennis court. This is a person that was probably doing a lot of cloaking and sending out, attacks to people without people knowing it was them, type of situation. Okay, this person built up and played in secret for a long while on this tennis court. And we're just using, the tennis court game as a hypothetical thing. And as this person was playing, they got real cocky. They were very arrogant. They got the smile on their face. They got new tricks, know some secrets and know some skill sets. And now they taking advantage by practicing and attacking people in secret and building up their spiritual muscle. And the person turns around, and he was getting bored. He's like, I think I can go play bigger, I can hit bigger fish, He turns around and the song comes on. In the heat, what's that song? Coming up in the heat of the night. That song from Rocky. It's kind of giving that kind of scenario. This person started to run in place and, fists, hit the air with his fists and jump up and down with his racket and his tennis ball. He was kind of jumping in the air like he was already in victory. And all of a sudden, when you're on this court, you pick your fight. You pick your opponent. You know the opponent before you get on the court. So this person knew his opponent while he was practicing in secret and attacking people in secret. He knew his opponent before they arrived. So he turns around, and who guesses on the court? It's not one, but two people come on the court. It was the Williams sisters coming on the court. The Williams sisters came on the court. They had two trophies in their hands apiece. The Wilmington Cup. So they had a little plate cup trophy thing in their hands. They had two each in their hands with their tennis racket on their back. They looked like superstars. They looked like they was at their maximum strength. They looked amazing. It was star quality. I was in the audience, so I knew this was not about me because I was sitting in the audience, witnessing. And I'm watching them on the court, like, wow. And people was taking pictures of them. And it was just a lot of, they're on the court. And click, 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 click. That's all you heard was cameras. And they look so ready. Yo, they look amazing, okay? And so they go, they pick down their stuff, and they were surprised. They was like, you messing with us? You messing with us? And he was looking at them like, yo, I'm ready for this. I got to show people what I got. And he was real confident. But this was giving me, when you look at the court and you look at two Williams sisters and then somebody who's been practicing by themselves, maybe with a book or a mentor, watching videos, whatever. No, I call it backyard tennis. Okay? To put pros, Olympic pros. Okay? So I'm looking, and I'm looking at on the court going, this person only got backyard experience who's coming against Olympic pros. Okay? And so I'm already seeing a major wide difference. And this person didn't care. This person was confident. This person had this energy that making them his opponent, that he was going to get some sort of transformation by attacking these people or playing the game with these people. He says, if I win, I will take on what their star quality, their skill set is. I will become part of that league, right? And when you look at it from the seats, you're seeing a wide range of difference. Like, oh snap, this person's going to get smoked. And This guy's confident. This was the kind of confidence and arrogance. I was feeling ego, arrogance, kind of delusional, maybe not that emotionally stable. But there was a confidence about this person that he was like, I'm here to show everybody what I got. It was like an energy, like, you know how you feel like you're the baddest person on the block? You know how you in your neighborhood and you got a reputation and everybody, my reputation, my my daddy this and I'm part of this, he had a kind of arrogance that he'd been told that he was gonna be like one of the best before he became one of the best. Okay. I guess you gotta grow into it. I don't know what somebody told him, but he's walking in like he's ready to tear down the Williams sisters. Okay. Like, and he was confident, okay? And I'm looking, I'm like, this is a major difference. Who told this boy to get on the court and fight these people? So the Williams is, both of them, get into position to play. To me, I would have walked off court just as soon as they bent down and readied themselves. I would have literally walked off the court. Ain't no way I'm gonna play the Williams sisters. They're faster, stronger. They don't play the game like we play the game. We play the game like we're in the backyard of our kitchen. We play like we're at home. These girls play with on a whole different league. They don't play with the same energy. They don't strike the same. There's a whole, you can see a when he was playing on the court, and he was so happy because he was hitting the ball. Like when he stuck the ball, he was actually hitting it. Like, yeah. And every time he hit the ball back, it was like giving him more juice. He was like, yeah, I'm starting to play these girls. Yeah. And it was almost like the girl was playing. Like, I didn't say they was playing at max strength. They were just playing just, like hit the ball. And they wasn't too phased. It was just like, okay, we'll hit this ball. And, they wasn't sweating. But his energy was giving like, ah, oh, look, I'm telling y'all, I'm one of the best. Look, I'm hitting the ball back. I'm returning the sender. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my due. And I'm looking like, ah, okay, he hit three balls back. All right. And I'm still scared to death. Oh my God, I would not play with these girls. And all of a sudden, in the background, you see mountains. And see, the thing about it, things were moving. Like, the earth was moving. Like, we were sitting still. And I saw mountains moving. And all of a sudden, the song says, into the future. Time keep on ticking, ticking, ticking. Into the future. And I'm like, this person's spending a lot of time trying to get build up for this attack. Build up to get this new transformation, this new level up. This person put in a lot of time to put himself, I call it a shortcut, to transform into the Williams sisters, okay? Or some kind of energy off these Williams sisters. And I mean, this person put in some time. And during the midst of me hearing that song, Angel appeared off the court. This angel was trying to warn this man to get off the court, exit. This is a battle you don't want to fight. The angel was like, we can only save you, but so much and so far. This is a time where angels, your spirit team, will say this. We have saved you many times, but now you're putting yourself at risk. There's going to be a time when we can't save you, and you're just going to transition. Bye, bitch. This was giving, the angel was giving those kind of vibes. He wasn't saying you were going to transition and pass on, but he was giving the signs like, I don't know if we can save you from this one now. You're getting ready to step on some toes that and he was holding up a stop sign that says stop with lights on it. And he was looking at the guy like, you may want to get over here right now. Come over here right now. He was saying it like just like I'm saying it. You want to get over here right now. Get exit. Get over here now. And the guy was looking at him like the angel, he was cocky to his angels. Like they've been warning him and they've been avoiding all the warnings, y'all. And he looked at the angel and he said this. No, I think I can take him. And the angel was looking at him like holding the sign, going, nah, bro, nah, not them. And he was like, no, nah, I think I'm gonna fight them. I want what they got. And he was pointing behind them. Like whatever they had, it was behind them. And y'all, they looked like they was going to like this person, they looked like they were going to smoke him on that court. And he was just like, nah, I think I really want to test it. And Angel was like, look, bro, you only got a little short time to make this decision. And you've been wavering on this decision. I'm telling you better come over here and get on this path to them woods. It looks way more abundant and peaceful over here. You're getting ready to take up a battle. And all I see is mountains behind you, sir. And those mountains were a long-term effect from the consequences that he was about to make against this game that he was playing. Okay? So all of a sudden, he still wanted to play. So the angel disappeared. The angel looked so like, I'm trying to save you, bro. I don't know if we're gonna be able to save you, bro. And he just took no. Like he literally said no and said, I want to continue to fight. Bad idea, bad choice. I mean, you can't get no, you know, this is why I'm thinking that there's some mental health issues, or he may even get getting gaslit by people, or maybe encouraged by people to continue. Okay. This is the downfall. And I mean, this is not giving what it's supposed to give. That's all I'm saying. And all of a sudden I saw him get back on the court and the girls get back into position. And they started to play again. I'm like, oh snap. Because you can see the game, each ball he struck, the girl was getting, it's almost like they were seeing how he was playing. And each time it was getting more strategic, like play strategic. I could see it in their eyes. You know when you get that wolf, that hunger in your eye? And each time he struck, it was like, bam. And getting a little bit more intense. A little bit more intense. And I'm like, I don't think these girls are playing full strength. They're going to knock him to the new moon. Okay? I don't know if there's a new moon out there, but he's going to knock him to it. They was going to knock him to it. And he kept playing. He was just so cocky. The smile on his face was just so cocky coming up against these people. And all of a sudden, a referee jumped on the court. Looking like an NBA player. I don't know if tennis has a referee, but this guy was dressed like an NBA referee. Okay. I don't know about sports. Anyway, he jumps on the court. The referee is like blowing horn, like blowing his whistle, going beep, 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 beep. No, stop, 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 stop right now. And he yelled out loud, like, the game over. And then he looked at the man and says, disqualified, not a fair fight. And looked at the twins and looked at the sisters. And he looked at it, and the girls, you know, the sisters were like, all right. And he yelled again, this is not a fair fight. Disqualified. And they pointed at him, disqualified. You get thrown out the game. And they threw the boy out the game. And the boy had, I think, I don't know if the path was still open or not, but I knew that he got immediately tossed out of the ring and he was just standing there. Okay. I don't know if the path was still there or not. Okay. And, you know, it was giving, you know, this person still chose the path of fighting and was about to get, I don't know if he was about to meet a very dangerous situation and he was just old. Now this person is burdened, you know, maybe collapsing and under pressure. Like I said, before the game even started, I saw the mountains in the background. This is somebody who, have probably a lot of complications, or will have a lot of complications with no end in sight. This is somebody who put on, you know, this is what I saw yesterday. Somebody, you know how that plywood 2x4, and you put it on somebody's back, and this is like old days where, you know, where they put stuff hanging on your shoulder from a plank of wood, and you have this very oppressed heaviness to the point, like his bones, you could feel the oppression on his bones, on his shoulders. So somebody maybe was trying to burden them, but end up creating a burden for themselves, and it could be long term. This is the scary part, and this is what they're doing to themselves. This person said the trap, they made it want to feel like they was over, like, oh, dominating you. Taking advantage of something. They felt very confident this was a game that they was going to win. Nobody was going to win from the situations. It wasn't really a fair fight because the girls were so much more skilled, and he thought he was, but it was just like he was getting ready to go into a situation where his suffering was going to be endless because these girls were like, they were going to smoke him. And I saw the obstacles coming into the future. Like somebody's getting ready to make a very bad choice, and I'm thinking it's happening this weekend. Getting ready to make a choice that they wish they hadn't said, then stepped into. Yeah, this is somebody who wants to cause someone burdens. Excuse me, for a fresh start. This is somebody who's inexperienced, who wanted to leap into a transformation of someone else's potential or pathway. Very naive, maybe overly confident, maybe having false expectations, or you know how we kind of overdo something. You know, when we hype ourselves up and then it fails, it's kind of that kind of vibe. And this person has a very unhealthy, negative addiction. This person has an addiction, could have a spiritual attachment. This person is going to end up having issues with his friends or his friend circle. Maybe he was trying to fit in and he's going to lose the group or these friends. They're not going to celebrate for him. They're going to be really pissed at him, really. And I see some money problems, like he took things for granted or was just ungrateful about the opportunities that he had coming his way. And now he's getting ready to feel a social and financial inequality. You know, maybe he belongs to a group of people, but he's now going to end up creating like either some kind of argument, fight within this group, and there's a lot of animosity here, and somebody creating a greater loss for the actions they're taking. So I don't know if somebody is in a group or but they're going to end up having a fight, or maybe the two girls is part of another coven, and they get ready to fight coven against coven. I don't know, because the girls look like they were together, and they look like they was not having the sauce. Okay. Those girls was coming for like into the field. They were not playing. I also get a card here of a female. So this could be also something dealing with a female witch. Let's see what's going on with her. You know, she's gonna be talk creating some kind of communication. She's gonna hear about some communication that's very heartbreaking, maybe bad news. This woman may hear some bad news in regards to this person's decision. You know, this is going to bring a closure to this decision. This may actually cause more monetary problems in the future. You know, again, this person had an opportunity to them they said this person had an opportunity to take a path that they chose not to take. So this is somebody who God gave them an opportunity to get out of a situation and take a peaceful, happy road that was very abundant, very peaceful and very happy. They saw the clear plan. It was really available to them. And they may take this for granted and not take this road path, and they may end up losing everything in the process because they want what somebody else had. And this is somebody who once confronted by people that they were doing witchcraft against. Like again, this person may be doing witchcraft to a lot of different people, and maybe they was doing it to a group that confront like they're gonna know it's this person, and they're gonna fear the confrontation. This woman. This group may get a fear about a public confrontation. And maybe this leader. Is going to have some fears about being that, you know, maybe they should have taken, they shouldn't have went this route, you know, with somebody who is going to be confronted. And I think they've got a fear of being confronted by a public arena or by these two girls, or I'm gonna say two energies that are gonna be, yeah. And so, in regard to someone's money, so this is a person who did work against someone's finances or new beginnings. This person thought they were gonna be prosperous. And they can't get close to the person that they wanna get close to because it looks like the protection. This is like someone, let me ask that question. Yeah, this person put in a lot of time. I mean, they put in, and it looked like it because I saw time just passing by with the mountains in the background. In the background, it was just like mountain was just passing by. And somebody kept telling them to keep on going. Like, you know, somebody keep telling you to take the long game. And it was just getting worse and worse and worse for this person. And I think they was hoping that it would break through and they would win somehow. You know, when you keep doing something, you just, I broke in. But this is like, he was like, nah, bro. This is someone who's put in a lot of time to rob somebody's blessing or try to take somebody's blessing on a project, beginnings, or something like that in regards to somebody's blessings. I mean, they put in a lot of time. What's the outcome? Ugh. Yeah, it's gonna come to an end. It looks like they're gonna be receiving bad news. This is like warning before destruction here. You know, this is people hearing about the investment of how long things have been going. And this person may end up in a really negative situation. And this was probably something that was told to them in the future. It looks like it. They made a very complex situation even more complex by making a difficult choice, and they should have chose a choice of peace, but they did not. And somebody may come in like a referee to stop the situation because it's an unfair fight, and the repercussion is going to be severe. Not just for them, but for the whole entire friendship of whoever this person associated with is going to feel this negative experience. So somebody's going to have to come in and be wise enough to not be burdened by a situation. Yeah, if they don't, they're going to be burdened by the situation. This is, you know, I don't know what witchcraft, whatever spell they're going to do is going to collapse under pressure. You know, they want somebody else to collapse under pressure. This is somebody who did something very impulsive. They need to really watch their step. This may be someone making a foolish, immature action in regards to someone else's new beginning. Maybe because they thought the person wasn't fighting them and they thought they were winning because the person was not giving them the full fight and not realizing that these people was not in the battle from the beginning. They was just sending it back like a return to sender and not really giving him a full dose of war. Okay? So this person may be doing magic to someone, and all they're doing is just returning to sender and not giving them the full embattlement of war. And the angels are warning them to not keep continue to send this stuff over there to these people, because the return to sender was a different story. But these people look like they got more strength, the person needs to watch their step. Yeah, into the future. This person really needs to really watch what they're doing. That they're about to into the future. So I don't know what they're saying or what they're doing, but whatever they're doing is, here says this person wants to fight. Again, it comes right back up. This person wants to fight somebody. A hollow victory. This means nobody's really going to win out of the situation. These people are really not fighting back like he's thinking they're fighting. And they're just doing a return to sender. Let me repeat that. He thinks these people are fighting. These people are simply just doing a return to sender. They hadn't even put up smoke yet. They haven't put up their double barrel guns yet. They haven't called their spirits yet. They're just simply doing a return to sender. And he's just all up in arms and his ego getting ready to. And I see, yeah, he's getting ready to walk in to a very bad. Oh, he's getting ready to walk in to a very bad situation. Okay? He don't want that smoke. He needs to walk away. I don't want nobody messing with me in this street. Huh. Yeah, he's about to mess up. I think these may be two high priestesses. He may be messing with two high priestesses at the same time. And then I see here that they could have been friends, or he may have wanted them in some way, because it's like somebody who wanted to be friends with them. And now this person's trying to affect someone's money, and he's talking reckless about somebody's business, or he's talking reckless about somebody's business or money, or he's doing something very persuasive. And I will tell people, don't believe the hype. Ooh, don't believe the hype. Yeah, this person is really talking reckless, and he's trying to get a victory at all costs. And in his mind, he's coming up against somebody. He's coming up against somebody that he's willing to do whatever it takes to win. And spirit's like, you're getting ready to come up against a very powerful person. Yeah. Who's this for? This person may try to do something to cheat somebody out of something. This is a very dangerous game. This person is doing a very dangerous game, very risky, taking things for granted, too materialistic. Oh, he thinks that he got the advantage. And he's getting ready to take a risk that I don't even know if this is a really good idea. What's the outcome? Somebody. So whatever this gossip is, it's going to be very negative, extremely negative. It's going to kind of be a negative situation. This person is thinking they're winning a battle. It may feel like they're winning for some reason, and all I'm getting is a Ten of Swords. Oof. This is not giving what it's supposed to give, right? Let me see what these cards say. What's the outcome? Ooh, this dropped right in my face. It's like a teacher may fall from grace. I don't know if this person has a teacher, coach, mentor, something like that. They're gonna find out that somebody has been abusing their power. Yeah, this could be somebody's student or teacher themselves, or this person could be abusing their students, or the student's going to be taught to abuse people. It's a risk, and it's going to get exposed. It looks like it's going to be exposed because this person has an addiction that just won't quit. You know, sometimes, oh, and they got a spiritual attachment, so they're going to find out that justice is coming. They're going to hear news that somebody is going to intervene to stop a situation. What they're gonna hear is that they're finding out that there's a teacher or a student from this teacher. You know, when you teach somebody something, and then this the person you teach cause problems for you, it's giving that kind of vibe where a teacher taught somebody something, and then somebody had gone and lost a monkey mind, and doing out of risk and addiction for what they want with an attachment. So the teacher has an attachment. And the student has an attachment. Okay, so these people have a demonic attachment, which could be from envy, greed, lust, you know, and now there's judgment coming, and somebody's coming to intervene, like a referee, like if somebody's coming in to stop the stuff because it's getting ready I feel like it's going to get ready to blow back on other people. You know how somebody's action creates a whole, like everybody looking at everybody else too. One person's action can affect the whole community. This person is also refusing to release the situation. You know, this person refused to face their own demons. So this is a person who's doing all these actions, the teacher, the student, they have a demonic attachment or some kind of negative addiction. They're refusing to face up to their demons, and it's going to end up they're going to end up with an identity crisis. They're going to end up with an identity crisis. It's maybe somebody who's doing energy harvesting, stealing from people for money, prostituting, doing whatever they want for money. And somebody's going to come in, and it looks like God is going to come in and intervene. Somebody's going to come in to intervene. And it's giving spiritual smoke out here in these spiritual streets. And I feel like somebody's trying to save themselves because I feel like if the person keeps going down this road, it's going to expose everything. It's going to make everybody look at everyone else. It's giving them kind of spirit. Yeah. And this person's the type of person, if they lose, they want to be the victim. Okay? They want you to be the victim. You know, this is a man that wants you, or I'm gonna say individual. This individual wants you to be the victim, okay? This person is making you look like you got an attachment. And this is a network of people, okay? This is a bad situation with a lot of manipulation. Sometimes when you do too much manipulation, you just create a lot of problems for yourself. Yeah, this is somebody who wants to attack innocent people, and they got a vampire mentor. So this person could be mentored by a vampire. So people could be actually being mentored by a vampire belief system. This is a person who thrives on having the good life, but they will prostitute themselves for the good life. So you're dealing with people who will gossip for and observe and watch and stalk you, and then shapeshift the entire time, you know? And they're getting ready to outcome. Yeah, this is a priest that may work for somebody else. So this could be a young apprentice type of person who's, you know, maybe working for someone that has a lot of wounds. You know, this is a person who has a lot of wounds, and they may end up working for someone else, like being a servant, an apprentice. Yeah, so this could, you know, you may hear some stuff, guys. You may hear some stuff out there. You know, this is a person that may have options to choose a better path. Yeah, it's a student who wants to kind of martyr themselves for their spiritual mother. They do believe that they're very, very strong, like they're a warrior for their spiritual mother. So this is a person fighting for it with their spiritual mother, or fighting for their spiritual mother, and they will martyr themselves for their spiritual mother. Okay, so this is somebody who would walk, step into a battlefield on the behalf of their spiritual mother. So this is like a spiritual mother who was probably doing some stuff, and then they put their students out in front to fight for them for whatever reason. And this person's now getting ready to martyr themselves for their spiritual teacher or martyr. So that is end of the reading. It looked like there's gonna be some serious consequences coming out. It looks like something that could be long term, and this person's gonna do whatever it takes to take what's not rightfully theirs, and something's going to, you know, intervene. I advise you guys to drink a lot of water right now. Just purify yourself, keep yourself grounded, watch your mental health, banish evil from your life. And you have some, maybe a dark force or a dark entity kind of monitoring you in the ether. You may want to do a banishing spell from evil entities that may be out in the ether listening and reporting back to these people. And you do have an angelic force protecting you, trying to give someone heed and warning for a peaceful end. But this person may end up wanting destruction, and it's going to cost them everything to keep on going. They're going to be accountable for it too. There's accountability here. So this person is going to end up in a victim mentality, you know, messing with fire, and this person is going to ignite something for out of revenge. This is a revenge mentality. This person's certain is in an energy of evilness. So they've been in it, and they're not really trying to get out of it. And there's a spirit, an angel trying to get them to the light, trying to get them to see that there's other opportunities, and trying to make them aware of these new opportunities. And now they're starting to share. The angel is so busy trying to race to save this person's life. Literally, it's funny because I'm like watching an evil person and an angel trying to save the evil person's life to a better road, and the angel's trying his best. Lord, child, this angel is running to people, sharing the message, trying to warn this person through collective. So now we're probably gonna be hearing in the future a lot of people starting to say, "Take heed, take heed, take warning, take signs, stop, stop, stop." So this person may start getting a like an over excessive amount of signs to choose a different path. And this person hasn't been listening to the angels. They lost themselves in the process. They forgot about themselves because they was basing their ego in the spotlight. And they got in their own way, trying to cast out hatred against the collective for a long time. Drink a lot of water, you guys. All these negative situations, this person, you know, may stumble, may fall from this experience if they don't stop. They are so passionate about doing this over and over and over again. You know, this person needs to go seek prayer, meditation. Their angel is literally trying to get them to rethink the thoughts that they create, the thoughts of their actions. So This is the most, yeah, this person's very fearless, but they want them to be fiercely going on the right path. This is an absolute certainty. They want this person to take a higher road, take a better path, absolute certainty to go towards a peaceful end, to release conflict on every scale here. This is like somebody like, let this go. The angel's really trying to help this person. And it must be serious because I'm feeling the urgency of peace and urgency of letting go. But this person's like hell-bent. And now I'm starting to feel that this message is going to spread out into the collective, and all you're going to see is stop signs. This person may pass away. So there's something that this person doesn't see. Don't preach out here, you guys. So when y'all, if y'all start to get this message in the collective, don't get into preacher mode, get into teacher mode, okay? Because there's a teacher out here that's been teaching them something, but the teacher sending this person straight to, you know, wherever they've been teaching. Maybe this person's abusing what they taught. You know, somebody teach you something, and you expect them to have common sense and moderation, but and they're giving this energy like, I teach you, but I don't control you type of vibe. There's a responsibility in everything we do. So this person is stuck on memory lane. You know, this person needs to be restrained in a bit. This person maybe, this is why I felt somebody intervene. This person wants a transformation. He wants to finish what he start, but this person may end up passing away in the process. Yeah, this person is like hell-bent on conquering somebody, maybe doing sex magic. This person may be doing sex magic as well. Like, this person needs to, like, yeah, this is coming in the future. This is affecting the future. Uh-oh. This person needs a transformation, but they were seeking someone else's transformation, and they're getting warning signs. This person wanted someone else's transformation, you guys, and he's getting all the signs to abort. And this person is about to do something extremely reckless, and he's about to get the hands of God on that neck. And this could end up affecting everybody because this person has a lot of hatred. So when this person gets fixated, this person's on the whole thing of every negative thing you can think of: hate, prejudice, war, malice, murder, rape. Like, I'm seeing nothing positive from this person's mindset. This is a absolute complete energy of destruction, rage, complete intimidation. This person needs an exorcism and a spiritual cleansing, and this person will probably refuse that. They don't think they got a problem. You know, this person needs to do a spiritual bath and quit. And they may need to get an exorcism. Yeah. Somebody may come in to help. The person that's coming in is trying to help this person. Because they still will have abundance, you know, and to start a family. Again, somebody, I felt this before. A man is going to come in and help this man and try to remove him from the addiction of self-destruction that is kind of causing a blowback embarrassment to their foundation or to his peers. It will lead to it. And this man is going to create a new path of a happy family and marriage and money on his own path, but he has to choose it. And if he don't, he's going to suffer the consequences, okay? So someone may intervene to give this man what he wants, but not the way he wanted. He won't get this person that he's after or the life that he's after, the people he's already tormented. A new path is coming, but he has to take it. If not, he may end up with a very negative situation ending here. So maybe we'll be blessed that he received the message and make the right decisions. Be blessed.
All right, guys. Once again, my name is Sheila Boyd, your intuitive empowerment life coach. Thank you for listening to Elevate Your Life Experiences podcast, where we discuss how to elevate your life through personal development, shadow work, self-mastery, spiritual and prayerful life with a little spark of magic. This podcast is intended for individuals looking for a spiritual foundation that impacts elevation in their lives. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, Please subscribe, leave a rating and review to stay up to date with the Elevate Your Life experiences and get all the behind the scenes content. You can follow me on Instagram at AuraLily_coaching and check out the website www.auralily.com. Make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already and book an appointment at my website. Please tune in for the next episode. Have a great day.